Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, magic makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show. This week's iTunes review is brought to you by Jackie O. Jazz Hands. She writes, a great, funny podcast about real topics we all struggle with. Kim gives great advice and support to people to live their best life. That just fills my heart. Thank you so much for taking the time to write me that 5-star review. And for those of you who have yet to leave that 5-star review, all you have to do is go on to iTunes or wherever you listen to this podcast and do the same thing, and I will read it on the air. So thank you so much, Jackie O. Jazz Hands. It fills me up when I read those reviews from the heart. Enjoy the podcast. Magic Makers, I am very excited about today's call. Today, I made a list of 20 people that I would absolutely love to interview on this podcast. And the woman I'm talking to right now, Miss Jennifer Scott, she was on that list. And many of you have heard me talk about mindset, and you may have heard about mindset being, you know, the key to everything, what's going to really help you ultimately get the results, more so than, you know, cardio, nutrition, giving up gluten, all that magical stuff. But it is your mindset. And when I first started working with Jennifer Scott, probably about 5 years ago, I will tell you that I had a very fixed mindset. I really thought to get the fitness results that I wanted, there was only one specific way. And if I didn't do it that way, I was afraid that I could not get the results that I wanted. And I talked to numbers of you, and I know you feel that same way too. And it was through multiple conversations that this woman literally cracked my mindset open like a freaking walnut. And I am forever grateful to her because she opened my mind to be able to see a world of possibilities. And if it wasn't for that, I don't know where my life would be right now. I don't know if I would be able to have the conversations that I have with my clients about what it really takes to make the changes that you want, to live that life so that you can finally feel comfortable and confident in your body while you're on your journey, and that you're not always in this constant quest of when I get there. No, you're there right now. So without further ado, please welcome Miss Jennifer Scott. Okay, Magic Makers, when I decided to do a podcast, you know, they say you need to have X number of calls in the shoot. You need to make sure you have all your podcasts lined up. Who do you want for a guest? And I wrote down my dream guests, and I had a list of 20 people. And this woman, Jennifer Scott, was on my list. I met her probably about 4 or 5 years ago. And when I tell you mindset means everything, this is the woman that literally cracked me like a freaking walnut. And I am forever grateful to her because so many of you, no one's going to say I have a fixed mindset. I'm also stubborn as fuck. And this woman just found a way to just like get me in and open the door. And I can't imagine where my life would be had I not had multiple conversations with her. So I want to introduce you to my good friend, Miss Jennifer Scott.
Oh my gosh, what do I say after that, Kim? That's the most beautiful intro I've ever had. And wow, I'm just as thrilled to be here with you because even though lives get busy, we don't connect as often. I'm always watching you and always just smiling on the other side of the internet as you just are crushing it out there. So it's a pleasure to be here.
That's the one, you know, we can go down a rabbit hole of all the bad things social media brings out in people. But the one good thing I like about social media, like, I'm not that girl who's going to call you every week. But when I see some of my friends on social, I'm like, oh, she went to Mexico. Oh, it's her son's birthday. Like, I feel like I'm there.
Yeah, I completely agree. I've actually really embraced that side about social media too lately, because we are bombarded by messages. Put in brackets here, that can lead to mindset stuff.
Right.
But we are bombarded by all these messages on social media. But you are correct. If we also can stay connected in this really great way too. Yep.
Yeah. So one of the, you know, of course, I always chat with my guests before we press the record button. And, you know, Jen and I were talking about, and it's the kind of the perfect time of the year. We're in the beginning of 2020, and, you know, all of us, you know, came up with our resolutions or our goals or whatever you want to call it. But one of the biggest things is that resolutions are all about change. Mm-hmm. And for many people, change can be awesome, and you, like, you know, dive off the diving board into change and you go in like a cannonball, where others of us kind of tiptoe into the pool. Mm-hmm. And I'm a little of both. I can cannonball for certain things, and other things, I look at that pool and I'm like, oh no, it's not for me. It's not for me. So, oh,
that's
Jen,
so true.
Mm-hmm. Jen, like, one of the, you know, if you're that person and you know that you want to make this change, you're staring at that pool, you know, it's, you want to get in that pool. How do you start to make those, like, first steps?
You know, that's such a great question. And I think sometimes it does ebb and flow a little bit, but the things that remain the same is that you kind of get like an itch.
Yeah.
I call it an itch. Like, you start to get something, just isn't, it's like that back spot you can't quite crack, or itch, or it's just something is no longer in alignment. And for me, when things are out of alignment, that's when it starts to point to that something needs to be looked at, something needs to change. And that's how I begin to navigate that, I think, on a whole. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right about that itch. And even if you feel like things are going well, you always kind of feel this little thing in the back of your mind saying, this could be different.
Yes. And getting clear on where that desire is coming from. So you have an itch, because I think that there's two, here we'll go on my little soapbox here.
I love soapboxes.
Okay. There are two voices in a way, right? I call it, like, the ego would be like one voice, right? And I mean, insert whatever you want here, but ego captures it for me. Like, that part of you that gets caught up in things that aren't important, that part of you that just kind of always feels dissatisfied in some way, that part of you that keeps you searching in a really not feel good way for attaining something, like ego. There's that voice. And then the other voice, for what I say, would say your inner guide, or the universe. I mean, people could go as far as saying God. I mean, insert whatever you want in here. But then that other voice, it's like truth, and is really trying to always bring you back into alignment and back into the direction that is best for you. So when you get that itch, and when you get that unsettled feeling, is getting clear on what voice is talking, right? And again, like, I'm not talking about, you know, voices in your head, but just that alignment. Yeah, that alignment feeling, you know, I feel it always more like in my, like, behind my belly, or sort of that heart center there, like that place that feels right. That's what I call it. That's what I mean by that voice. And so, is it giving me anxiety, what I'm thinking about? Is it giving me stress? Is it making me feel like I have to go rush around and do something really quick? Those are the ways, like, that's the voice piece. I have, like, my fingers going in quotation marks here. It's that's the part of your body that's talking to you, that's like a pushing, pulling you out of alignment, right? That's why those feelings are really important. But then there's another way that your body talks to you, and your inner your inner smarter self, wise self talks to you. And that's when it's feeling good, calm, easy. There's an ease when things are aligned.
Yeah.
There's even an ease in the hustle. If, you know, and we can go further into that if we need to, but there's even an ease in the hustle. Even when you think about working out and fitness, there's an ease when it's the right alignment for you. It doesn't mean that it's, you're not breathing hard, you're not sweating, you're not working hard, you're not like, oh my goodness, but it's, there's an alignment piece there. And then I think that that is getting clear on which one is pulling you, which one is pulling you.
And it's funny. So I'm going to unpack that a little bit, because one of the things I have been talking about is effortlessness. And I feel like in the forever in the diet and fitness health world, I say the first time like I ever started thinking about, you know, getting into this business, it was no pain, no gain. And it was, you know, if I'm not struggling, it's not worth it.
Absolutely.
And the thought of, and it took me, I don't know, oh gosh, I banged my head up against the wall.
I remember those days. Yeah, yeah. I remember them. Yeah. And I remember like going through that when I first, like, that was good, what, 10, 15, 20 years? Like, yeah, it was no pain, no gain. I remember that. Yep.
Right. It was no pain, no gain. And, you know, you yourself had a great transformation, but like you always thought that like, if I wasn't starving, I didn't come home from the gym and not able to like wash my hair because I, you know, lifted so heavy, or I couldn't sit on the, get off the toilet because I was so sore, then did I work out? Did I,
right.
am I dieting?
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, it's starting to whisper throughout the fitness community about ease and flow.
Wellness.
Right.
Ease, flow, wellness. Yeah. Love it. Yep.
But so many of us still get caught in that mindset that if, you know, I don't go to bed starving, if I don't, you know, spend multiple hours at the gym, I'm not going to get there. And that, like, trying to break that belief that,
well,
you were going to say?
Yeah. Well, that's a perfect example. Is there's that voice, again, here's my fingers going in quotation marks, that you're listening to. What is it? What is telling you no pain, no gain, go hard or go home? Like if you can, and if any of your listeners are experiencing this or nodding their heads, listening to it and being like, oh my gosh, that's exactly me, is take, you know, pause this or at the end of it and sit down, close your eyes, like breathe, take five deep breaths and ask yourself, like, what's going hard? Like what needs to constantly perform? Like what is that? Right. And the answer might not come to you immediately. You might not just have this thought that, you know, solves everything in that moment to do with that topic, but something will come. If you truly have a willingness to understand where this urgency to be hard like this on yourself is coming from, you will get the answer. And then that's the part where I just said, where you're now starting to get clear on what's driving you. Who's in the driver's seat, right? Is it the voice for ego? Is it the voice for get more, get more, get more, get more, get more? Or is it the voice of, you know, that inner wise self that's like, you're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy of health. You're worthy of wellness. You're worthy of loving yourself. And then following that, where would that lead you?
Yeah. And it's also being able, like you said, like being able to press the pause button. And I feel that we as a society, you know, life moves as fast as the Instagram scroll. And we feel that if I were to say, God forbid, take a day off, or God forbid, you know, not be there for an hour versus 2 hours, it's going to be an immediate implosion of all of my gains.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yep. The take a pause.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I know, and you know, this is one of the big things that you taught me, was that a pause is a rest. It's not a stop. And
that is so good. I said that. Yay me. No, I'm just kidding. Well, but yeah, that's like we're in, you and I right now are in such great alignment because that is exactly what we're talking about. It is a rest and often a much needed rest.
Yes. And as you mentioned, there is probably your voice in your head that you probably said, body, you don't know. And your ego was just like shoved it into a corner. Mm-hmm. There was a part of you that said, let's sit down today. Let's not do this today. Mm. And you just bypassed it, override it, however you want to call it, just to like, just, you know, check the box, get the prize, do whatever it is to keep going, 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 going.
Yep. And then we'll switch gears because that's so true. Switch gears, but still somewhat in the same, in the same car, let's say. But then there's the opposite end of that spectrum where I feel like in the last few years is, you know, if I'm to be honest, and is where I found myself more, is in the opposite end where you're not showing up enough. You're not showing up enough for yourself.
Yes.
You know, you're not committed to those 3 days of whatever you're, I mean, I'm saying my thing, my 3 days of my exercise routine or your healthy eating or your business or your job or your family. Like, you're not showing up enough. You're retreating, right? You're distracted. Lazy is not the right word, but I don't, and if you have the word, great, but disengaged maybe?
Yeah.
Because
I also feel like when you were saying that, like the non-committal part comes because I feel like sometimes you feel it might be too hard, or maybe you've been down this road before and you've been disappointed.
Yes.
So yes. If I don't try, I don't commit, then I'm not going to be disappointed. You're already foretold the outcome before you even put in the effort.
Yep. Absolutely. And you know what I want to say here right now, though, is the answer to that is still the same, Kim. I just like, it's coming. The answer to that is still the same. You need a pause.
Yeah.
Even though you've been pausing, like in terms of like, you haven't been active, you haven't shown up. It's the intention, the willingness to understand what's happening more. It's an intentional pause now.
Right. Exactly. And yeah. So, you know, so I love when I say something to someone that I just said off the cuff and someone's like, holy shit, that just like rocked my world. Mm-hmm. And so when I was like hustling and grinding and you're just like, just press pause, Kim. One that was like as like scary as like jumping off a cliff. Mm-hmm. But you're like, Kim, if you were on the highway and your engine light came on, would you keep going or would you pull over to the side and check it out? Mm-hmm. And that's what this conversation is, you know, for my listeners, you guys, it's that your engine light might be on right now. Mm-hmm. And we're asking you to pull it over and lift the hood to see what the hell's going on before it turns into something more.
Mm-hmm. And, absolutely.
You know, I know personally, it took me a couple of check engine lights before I finally lifted that damn hood.
Yes. Yeah. I think that there's truth for me with that too. And right. Because you have to learn something yourself, really, before you're starting to. So there was a learning with me before I was even able to give you that, right? Is that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah, go ahead.
Everything we're talking about, it's not an overnight thing. It's not I sat down, I paused, I wrote some things down, I'm all good now. This, you know, one of the ways that Jen got, you know, in my head and got me thinking differently was, it's like working out, right? You don't show up on Tuesday, do biceps, and you're like, all right, never gonna have to do biceps ever again in life. You're like, it's like, I'm doing biceps this week, but guess what? I'm coming back next week and I'm doing biceps again. And I'm coming back the week after that and doing it again. And this, my goal in these kind of conversation is to get you to be like, and think differently, because it's so easy to get caught up in the grind. It's, you know, you wake up, hit the
alarm.
Caught
up in the routine.
Yeah.
And your grind can be, like we just said. So I think that this is absolutely perfect. So for whoever you are as a listener right now, wherever you are connecting to, if you're connecting to the person, to the part that's like, no, like I'm having trouble getting going. If you're connecting to the part that's grinding too hard, whatever the part you're connecting to in within this conversation, is the answer first step is you got to go have a conversation with yourself. You got to go. Mm-hmm. You got to go sit down. However you do that best, go for a walk, yoga class, sit with yourself and have a cup of coffee. I literally used to do that. I would be, mm-hmm. be like, Jen, it's time for a cup of coffee with yourself. Whatever works for you. I don't recommend it be with a friend though for this. It's a going inside thing. It's a conversation yes. with you. Yeah. Yeah. And just have all you need is the willingness. Just the willingness to say, why am I pushing myself so hard? Or why am I not showing up for myself? Because that's those two opposite ends of the spectrum, right? And then there's lots mm-hmm. of in between. And then just start to tune into what's happening. But here's the thing with what you just said, Kim. But you don't just do that one bicep curl one time. Go sit with yourself again. Go sit with yourself again and again. And something will come to you. Some sort of answer will come to you where you'll have a conversation. And here's the thing is when the answers start to come, and I feel like you and I started to get into this too when we were working together, is when the answers start to come, it's never how you think it's going to be. It'll be in this weird conversation. Never. It'll be in the, because the universe does have a sense of humor and is the most creative, right? So it will come in this weird conversation with a stranger or
yes.
a commercial. It's come to me in a friggin' commercial on mm-hmm. TV, right? It'll be in the most bizarre situations and you don't even have to do anything. The thought will come though. Oh my gosh, this is connected. Holy shit, this is connected. Like, and that's when your answers start to come. And then follow them.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. When I was working with Jen on mindset, and I was literally like, she's like, you know, what you think about, you bring about. So for a lot of you who are like, that's very like esoteric, you know, like mm-hmm. I can't really, I needed the tangibles. And so she recommended, and I'll put in the show notes, she recommended this book by Pam Grout called E3.
Oh, so good.
One of the first exercises was look for, I think it was like purple butterflies, or it was something butterflies. Let's just say purple butterflies for argument's sake. And I live in Boston. It was February. So I was like, how the hell am I going to see some damn butterflies? It's February. And as Jen alluded to, the universe has a sense of humor and it likes to show you things.
Yeah.
So I go on about my business. I was like, all right, like she asked me to do it and I'm going to do it. I'm going to keep an open mind. I'm literally, probably 2 weeks went by. I'm literally sitting watching TV, some random TV show. What goes floating across the screen? A freaking butterfly.
I remember that. I love this story.
And I was like, oh, damn. Like, yeah. And I was like, so these conversations, you know, Jen, when I wasn't a journaler, I was like, oh, journaling. Roll.
I'm not a journal. True confession. I'm not a journaler either. I'm more like you, visual. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And so she's like, you know, you're going to have to sit with yourself, have your conversation, you know, mm-hmm. to get things out. And so that's how I look at journaling. Journaling is like, whenever I need to have a conversation with myself, I park my ass down and be like, what do I need to know? And that was the question she said, just sit down and ask yourself, what do I need to know? And mm-hmm. you will be surprised. Sometimes nothing comes out. Sometimes you fill in pages. And
yes, true. Yeah. Sometimes a butterfly skitters across your screen in the middle of February in Boston.
Yes.
Boston, right? Boston. Yeah.
Yeah. Boston. And yeah. I'm like, ever since then, I was like, you know what? you know, most people, when you hear about manifestations and law of attraction, all that stuff, you think you see people sitting in front of a jet in front of the Eiffel Tower. No,
yeah.
It's the most random thing. It could be, you know, for me, it happens when I think about people. Like, I'm like, oh, or say Jen Scott. I'm like, Jen Scott, like, I haven't talked to her in a really long time. And she'll pop up in my Facebook feed.
Feed. Yep. Yep. Or even though you've just been thinking of me, not clicking, or I agree. You're like, just thinking, and the person shows up. Exactly.
Right.
All the time. Or the book. Books are mine. Books are mine, and they have always been mine. My friends, like, now that I'm in my 40s, we got some like history there, you know, we got some decades behind us there, and they say books, they will fall in my lap. So that's another point here. What for your listeners, like, and you know, maybe Kim, something will come to you when I say that. And if not, that's okay. But what's your thing? What's your thing that always shows up for you?
Yeah.
Right. Mine's books. It really is books. Like as soon as I'm struggling with a topic, they come out of nowhere, and they're always exact. They're always bang on. So ask yourself too, like, what's your thing that always shows up for you? You know, what's your like guide? My books are my guide. They're my angels. They're whatever you got. Yeah. Want to call them. You know, do you have one, Kim? Does anything come to mind for you? Sometimes it's a person. Sometimes it's a podcast.
It's weird. It's two animals that kind of pop up.
Okay, perfect. Sometimes it's an animal.
Right. One is an owl, because like I live in Boston. We don't see owls.
Very deep. Yeah.
We don't see owls. So one is an owl. The other thing is cardinals.
Really? I've heard owls before. I think like, and owls have that feel to them. There's something very cool, like, right? But cardinals, I haven't. That's very interesting. Now, is it a white owl? Is it a, I'm so in.
No, it's like stuff. You know, a regular, like, you know, like
little brownish. Brown owl.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Or, okay.
Or pretty much anytime I see an owl, like it's like if, and it's usually I see it when I'm like kind of wrestling with something, and okay, I kind of.
What about
know,
the cardinal?
Same like, thing. It's both.
It's red.
Yep. The
and
red
it's
cardinal.
You're wrestling.
Yeah. Both.
With something too.
Whenever I see
so what
them,
do you do with it? Yeah, so what do you do with that? So you say you brown out, like what, can you take us through, me through your process? Like what happens?
Yeah, so I will, if I see, sometimes I'm wrestling with something and I see an owl and you already kind of know where you want to land. And if I right. see an owl or I see a cardinal, it's that push that's like, all right, Kim, you got to go direction A. Like whatever direction I'm leaning towards, it's more of a, hey girl, your gut's right.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So that's exactly. And the book does that for me, Kim. Exactly. So whatever my topic is that I'm struggling with, this is so cool. This is so great. Whatever my topic is that I'm struggling with, literally the book of that. Of course, sometimes I do searching sometimes, but there's like a million books on the same subject, right? So it's like the exact one answering with what I'm struggling with literally falls in my lap. Obviously metaphorically speaking, even though I said literally, but right. it falls in my lap. And but it is an answer, like you're saying, to your owl and your cardinal. It's an answer into what direction. So bringing this full circle and connecting it back again, so then that's that part of you that does know the way, right? That isn't telling you to hustle too hard or telling you to step back and play small too much. It's the part of you that's saying, yeah, come on, come this way. This is the right track.
Yeah.
Go with what you thought. Yep. Try this, apply that. Yeah.
I'll throw the answer out. I'll throw the question out there and I'll be like, okay, you know, should I, if I'm supposed to do A, you know, I'm going to see this. And it's just my like way of just being like, hey universe, I'm stuck here. And, you know, the one thing that I always have to tell people is like, and this has taught me, I have the patience of a gnat, but this has taught me that I will have patience, that it gives me patience because sometimes you do have to sit with it. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, we all want instant gratification. Like, you know, we press the buy button and I want it to show up two days later.
Yes. 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 And then, and so that these literally are, and this is what you're saying so much. And, you know, this is the heart of, if for people who want doing, what do I do? This is the doing. This is the doingness that you do, is you go and you intentionally pause, ask, and then listen.
Yeah. It's the only, you know, when it comes to, like, it helped me with belief is really one of the reasons why I started doing it.
And which increases your trust
in myself,
which affects your mindset. Boom. Yeah. There. That's a good, hey.
And
Lisa, what did you,
yeah, I didn't, go ahead. You know, many of us, we don't have self-trust, you know, it's kind of like, I can't remember. It's like a parable where it's like you walk down the road and you fall into a hole and then you walk down the same road and it road and you fall into a hole and then eventually you walk around the hole or you pick a damn different street.
Yep.
And for so many of us, especially in this health and fitness game, we fall into that same pit for years. And yes. I'm talking to you if you've been like, I've been dieting since I've been 15.
Yeah, I've had my years. Yep. I know.
Stop. Exactly what you mean. You're falling into the same damn hole. And these little, like, you know, looking for butterflies, it was my way of saying I can decide that I want a different outcome. I can steer the road versus the road steering me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was how I started to trust in myself. And I know I have many listeners out there who are caught in the obsession of you must do X number of hours of cardio. You must eat this certain way to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
And these mm-hmm. little things helped me to start to feel safe. So that if mm-hmm. I could literally see a butterfly fly across the screen, or mm-hmm. if I could say, if I was wrestling with a decision, you know, if I saw an owl, it showed me like, okay, if I see an owl, it's okay if I have more than a cup of oatmeal today. Mm-hmm. I'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Excellent. Like profound. And, you know, it reminded me too, I'll also bring up another great book, by Gabrielle Bernstein, The Universe has Your Back.
Yeah.
That is honestly a phenomenal, nice, easy read, like to go deeper into the things that you and I are talking about right now, because it just when you said feel safe, it is that feeling like someone's got my back. Someone's got my best interest. Something's got my best interest, my back. And I can communicate with that part of myself, right? And that's and then I feel safe.
Yeah, and it's the, you know, if you think about what people, if our, in our hierarchy of needs, it's safety and certainty are the two things that we want. Mm-hmm. And it's to, you kind of, you know, like I said in the beginning of this conversation, I'm standing on the edge of the pool, and mm-hmm. I need to have certainty that it's not a puddle. It's an actual pool.
Yes.
And I need to feel safe that if it is a pool, I'm not going to drown.
Yep.
And so you know, that's where, for those of you guys who have that calling, as, you know, Jen talked about, that voice that is saying, you know, there's different out there, that there's time for a change. There needs to be a change. Here's where you kind of have to start, you know, those little experiments, you know, get quiet,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
listen, you know, do the crazy experiments, because I can go on and on and on about the questions I've asked the universe and the things I've asked to see in order for me to make the decision. And they've all come through in the most random, weird ways.
Random, weird ways. And it's fun. You're right. Random, weird, fun.
Right.
Fun ways. And you always know, because the one thing that's consistent within the random and weird and fun things is that feeling that you are okay, that feeling that yeah. you're safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always. That never changes.
It never, it's for me, it helped me to, one, trust myself, but also just helped me to give me that, like, second bit of certainty. Because, like, mm-hmm. like Jen said, mm-hmm. you can't, like, I can't sit down and have this conversation with a girlfriend, because your girlfriend is always going to be like, oh, girl, whatever you want to do. Or she's going to go by her feelings and influence you, but you have to, some things you got to do for yourself.
And you want you. You want you. Yes. For this stuff, you want you.
And it has to feel, you know, for a long time, I didn't like the word alignment and intention. Those two words just were like nails on a chalkboard for me. I've grown. I've grown that because I had to define them for myself. That's why it took me forever to really get into those words. I felt like it was just, when they were being used, they weren't used in the ways I would use them.
Yep.
And so
the way to, I always liked, and I always, you helped bring this out in me, which was always kind of great too, is I always, whenever I talk with you, or is I start to picture the physical. So another way for those of your listeners who are like, hey, what is alignment? Like, oh my gosh, what's this woo-woo, whatever, right?
Right.
If you've ever had, like, go to physical, go to your body will show you these feelings. Like, for example, if you're somebody who your back gets sort of like out of alignment and you have that, like, oh my gosh, I need the chiropractor. That's like a physical. And then, you know, when you get the adjustment, there's like a realigning that feels good. That's a really good physical example
right.
of what you and I are talking about. Right. So it's like sitting with, until you get the message piece, or until you know what to do, sitting with you, right? Showing up for you is, that's like going to the chiropractor, right? So you've sat, right? And then the adjustment will come. That's the butterfly, that's the owl, that's the book, whatever it is. And then you'll feel a sense of ease. Well, there's your alignment piece after. So if you can use that physical, you know, metaphor, I guess, example, to that is what you and I are talking about. Would you say that captures it, Kim?
Yeah, absolutely. And mm-hmm. yeah, mm-hmm. It for me, like, you know, Jen knows, like, if she brought it into like a fitness example, I would be mm-hmm. like, oh, I have it.
Because the body's so wise. It has it all there for us too.
It does. Yeah. And, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of these, like, you know, that voice, like, you know, Jen says she feels it in, you know, her, in her stomach. You know, some of us might feel it in our shoulder. Some of us might feel it in our leg, whatever. There's, you know, the body's like knocking on the door saying, hey, there's something yep. going on.
I had one client back in the that would get like an ear twitch, seriously, like would get like a little like ear or ringing twitchy thing. And that's how we felt for them. So yes, it can come from anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, some people, you know, they get sore throat, like anything that is like
anything. Yep.
That's yep. just giving you a hint that like something needs to change. And so, you know, the beauty of that, one of the reasons why I love Jen is that she's able to make mindset just approachable. Mm-hmm. And
thank you.
One of the things we chatted about before the call was one of the reasons why mindset's so challenging is that we live in a fast-paced world. And sometimes if you have some type of challenge with your attention, if you have, you know, one of those, you know, you just kind of feel always like hyper, like I need to be like moving and grooving and doing things. And you know that it's beyond just, it's more than just the push of life. It's just like, you know, I've always been this way. I've always like moved from one thing to the next. I've always been hyper. You know, how does someone kind of like know if they are just, you know, kind of like the undiagnosed ADHD versus life?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that is such a good question, which completely leads into what my passion and focus has now become is working with people with ADHD actually around all of this, because there's this, you know, there's those sayings, those examples where, you know, you're like, oh, squirrel, right? Or, mm-hmm. oh, that I have ADHD, or, oh, I can't focus. But it's not, it's just that you're just going too fast. You're just running too fast. And then there's the part of, for those who have, you know, focusing disorders or really have trouble with that, that then that's a different kind of need that's not really going to necessarily help. Like all these strategies aren't necessarily going to help as much. You know what, Kim, I even want to touch on that would be the same for mental illnesses too, right? Yeah. Like for like sort of like that disclaimer here as well is that, you know, if you're doing and you got to also make sure your health, right? Like your mental health, like you just mentioned the ADHD, like if it's a health thing, you want to make sure you're thoroughly getting yourself checked out, right? But if you have something more medical, well, then all these strategies aren't going to help you as much. They will once you have, they definitely will once you're in a great treatment plan. But sometimes it is more than just pushing yourself too hard. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. And I, you know, I know for me, I always say this, I was like, well, I'm like, I'm undiagnosed ADHD. Like I say,
right. Yes. Yeah.
I say it all the time. And I was like, I go, but you know, if I was a kid today, I'm like, would I really be diagnosed, or is that just sounds cool because I just hop around from thing to thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, there's some key ways to know. There's definitely some key ways to know. One of them is like a couple ways is there always a tornado? Like well, first of all, I'll come out and say like, I'm an adult with ADHD and I wasn't diagnosed until right before I was 40. And so it became a very personal thing that I was coaching on mindset, that I was coaching on improving your life. But there were key parts, and I believe wholeheartedly, I like, you know, hook, line, and sinker. I was doing the practices. I was doing everything. But there were parts where I couldn't do what I literally into my core knew was the right way to go. And that, I mean, obviously a series of events for a totally other interview, but led me to it being a medical thing, right? It was a medical thing. And then once I went through a treatment, well, then everything changed. Like all the things that we talked about, it was worked because a part of my physical body was working properly, right? And you could apply this to an ankle injury. Actually, you could apply this to a lot of different things in the world of health and fitness, right? So, but when I looked back, so with that hindsight, when I looked back, it was that I always knew exactly where I needed to go. Always. It made sense to me. It was clear. But the getting there was what it was like. It was like I couldn't quite figure out the path there, even though I had every single tool, Kim. Every single tool. And then it was like, but I was missing a piece. And one doctor said it to me so brilliantly. They're like, well, you can't see out of your eyes. And so now you're trying to navigate the world without glasses. And I was like, it's like, thank you for that, because that actually really helps. I understand what you're saying now, right? So it's like you for ADHD, you put on a pair of glasses. That's what's happening for you. You're not actually putting on a pair of glasses, but when you get the proper treatment, that's like what's happening to your brain. Right. So then I was able to get to where I wanted to go, and very quickly. And then all these tools were wonderful. And like I said, that's a whole other thing, but it's important. And I'm really glad you brought it up, actually. And I wasn't necessarily expecting it that way, but it is all connected. It's, if you're doing this, if you're hustling, but not the grinding that we were just talking about, but if you are really tuned into yourself and you're showing up for yourself and you're doing all these wonderful things and there's still a missing piece. And I will say this with this, Kim, is there was always a little bit of a missing piece until this one came into place, is, you know, don't be afraid to look there. Don't be afraid to look to see and ask for that guidance. Like, is there something else I need?
Right. Exactly. And, you know, I love how this conversation comes full circle, because it's like, how do you get quiet, ask yourself really great questions? Then now it's like, if you've gone and done the work and there's still something a little off, that's when you can say, maybe there's something medically off.
Yes.
You know, because so many people want to jump to get a diagnosis, jump to taking medication, blah, 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 blah. And I always say, like, you got to do some work. And I'm talking like, I always say to people, like, one solid year, 365 days.
I agree. Work. I'm with you. I agree.
Yep. And I'm talking about if you slip
work commitment, everything.
You got to go back to day one. Like, I'm talking like 365. So it's like, when it comes to, like, I say people's physical, if you told yourself you work on 3 or 4 days a week and you are constantly hitting 3 or 4 days a week, you're going to see amazing success. But if 1 week is one day, the next week is 2 days, next day it's one day, then it's back to three, you're not going to see the success. And I'm going to ask you to go back to day one.
Yes.
Because you can't say it's not working.
Nope. Because you haven't given it a fair chat. I'm in full agreement with that. Yep.
And so, you know, we're doing the mindset work, but, and maybe we get to 9 months and we've been solid and we're like, I'm still feeling like a little off. Maybe you're like, maybe there is something in 9 months, but not in 9 days and not in, you know, not even in 3 months. And so if you need support, and trying to figure out, is it a mindset thing or is it an ADHD thing? Definitely reach out to one of us and we can definitely help you kind of navigate the water through this. And what I want to be able to do is, Jen, where can people find you?
You can reach me. Instagram is the best place right now until my website gets going. And that's just jspotwpg.
Awesome. And then one last thing before I let you go, what makes you feel magical?
Knowing that I can have a positive impact on other people's life and help them get unstuck.
Oh, love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. All right. Well, hey, Magic Makers, this has been a great conversation. You know how I feel. It's not always about what's going on with your body. Your mindset is what drives your body. And I hope you took some things away. And as always, you know where you can find me. Hit me up. Ask questions. Let me know how this resonated with you. So enjoy the rest of your day. And if you feel inclined, please leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. Thank you and have an awesome day.
Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic Podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.